Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
This is probably more of like an admin level issue, but I just figured why not address it on the air?
By all means. Okay.
Well, what? We kind of woke up this morning, as we, my fiance and I, we woke up this morning and we were like, we're suddenly only about 9 months away from the wedding, which means we should probably be thinking about our honeymoon, and we just haven't been.
What?
What? What?
No, I will. I
thought
you
said where you were going, and yeah. I was going to try to go. Wasn't it Mallorca? It wasn't Mallorca.
It was not Mallorca. It's have made zero. Like, we've talked about it. Been like, Italy sounds nice.
Yeah, where is it in Italy?
I don't
the
know.
The mall theme?
Mykonos.
No.
Is that Italy?
That's Greece.
Ah, dang it.
Also never been there. Sounds lovely.
Mama.
You're so...
Mama.
Do you want me to tell you? Yeah, nailed it.
Something... I don't know Italy very well, but you're still going to do the stupid stuff like Rome. Stupid.
No.
You're not.
That's also not stupid.
I'm sorry. I didn't know that I was so basic to you.
No, I just like everybody who goes. You've already been to Italy though, right?
I've been to Rome like once. I've been to Italy once. I was 17. I don't remember.
It's so bucket list for me.
Yeah, I mean, it's worth it, man.
What okay. I would do for some like limoncello. And,
oh my gosh, yes. My sisters and my mom did limoncello and I was 17, so it was quite inappropriate for me too.
I want to go eat pasta till my face falls off. And not feel bloated.
Yes.
I want to drink wine till I just feel buzzy and happy and wake up with no hangover. And all those things, I'm told, happen in the magic of Italy.
Yeah.
Because there's no sulfites in the wine, the gluten's not modified in the pasta and
even
pizza.
Even in France, I was able to eat like actual pastries.
You horked down bread and stuff.
Not a lot because I didn't want to really push it, but
so
I was
uncomfortable.
I was able to eat whatever pastries.
Will you just tell us all the city that I'm going to?
Amalfi.
Amalfi!
The Amalfi Coast. Amalfi.
I knew it was a coast.
Yeah, it's so beautiful. Shoot.
And you've not been there?
I went on that cruise. It was a cruise that I went on when I was 17. And we went for a night.
Can maybe one day we talk about... There's sides of you we haven't explored as a show. And one of them is the... I thought this was something you did when you were a kid, but it's not over. You're a cruise person.
No.
Yes.
No, I've been
you
on.
You are.
I've been on
baby,
one cruise.
You a song.
Sorry.
Cruise.
I am a Florida Georgia Line cruise girl, but I've only been on one.
But you're doing another cruise
and
soon.
And I'm doing another one soon, but I didn't book any of these.
But you would go. Like, if somebody booked a cruise and said, hey, I got you a ticket, I'd be like, great, burn it.
I don't know that I would do like a big ocean cruise anymore. We're going on a river cruise coming up here soon.
What?
A river cruise?
What are you talking about?
What is a river cruise?
Like when we got in up the stream from Golden Mill and we
clearly
just were on
tubes.
Clearly
it's a bigger river than that.
Okay, how much bigger?
I don't know. Look, I know nothing.
Where's it at?
I think we start in Budapest.
Oh, God.
I want to say Budapest because I am a white girl.
Budapest, yes.
Budapest, okay. Yeah, we start there. Then we're going to go to Vienna.
Okay.
Like Austria, and then it goes up into Germany.
Okay, that feels better.
The Danube River. That's not how
Danube?
You say it. Danube? Yeah, that one.
The Blue Danube, isn't that a song?
I don't know.
Oh my God, this room. Let's go back to your honeymoon, shall
Let's
we?
Let's go back to the honeymoon. Yeah, so again, this is an admin issue. I'm just like toying with, what's an inappropriate amount of time to say I need to be gone? And I'm just...
Erica!
Curious.
You're on a show.
I know.
4 days is an inappropriate amount of time.
Come on. Mm-hmm. Obviously, I've got...
I was going to count it in minutes.
No. I'm going to have to take some time off right before the wedding. And then...
Right before?
Yeah, like...
Oh,
like
here we go again.
Before?
All right.
Probably
so
three.
We're looking for a new co-host.
No. Maybe an interim?
What? You're going to be the interim at that point.
You will be.
Yourself off.
You'll...
No, but okay. But
three days before the wedding? Is that what you said?
3 days before the wedding, I'll probably not be here.
That's
what?
I've got to be up in the mountains.
How tight is your dress?
What?
What?
Like, isn't that the only thing you have to do? Oh, put that on.
Are you kidding? There's rehearsal dinner.
I'm sorry. Do you have, or do you not have, and I know you, Princess, I know you have, a wedding planner?
Coordinator?
Yeah. They do the heavy lift.
Right, but she still has to be there for...
Hello.
That's the night before the wedding.
I'm the guest of honor. Yeah, but family starts coming in Thursday, so I really got to be there by Thursday. Which means I need Wednesday to get myself together. Okay, maybe I'll work Wednesday. My gosh. This wasn't even what I was asking about.
Okay. Tina, it'll get better.
How long was your honeymoon?
They took like a weekend, I think.
Perfect. That's I don't remember.
No, it was probably 3 or 4 nights. We went to Martha's Vineyard, though, so not, it wasn't like...
That's where my dad and my stepmom did theirs.
Oh, cool.
How funny.
It wasn't like overseas. Like, right. That takes more time.
What about you?
I want to turn it over to the texters and see how much time they want her to have off.
And, well, hold on. I thought about this earlier. Don't let them. They will say,
forever.
How about you move?
Yeah.
Yeah. How about you've been married twice. Your honeymoons, I bet, were 2 weeks.
1 week.
Hmm. I don't know if I've heard of anyone taking a 2 week honeymoon. In
this
economy?
Your friends? Oh, yeah.
People.
Well, in this economy, I also will be broke, but.
So here's the thing. She keeps saying 2 weeks, and she's trying to get confirmation on 2 weeks, not because she wants to take 2 weeks, because 2 weeks
is
the baseline she wants to start from.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And she wants to shove.
I mean, who's going to miss me for an extra 5 days?
A couple days on the front.
That's what I'm saying. She's taking 3 on the front.
Gotta get
myself
together.
Then she wants 3 weeks.
You gotta plan it when there's like a Monday holiday or
I've
Friday.
Actually got good news.
If you say July 4th is in there, that's not enough. That's not enough to justify.
Well, then I've got bad news.
The Slacker Show.
Alice 105.9.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Barry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Barry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.